Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Both on the air and off of it, the icon, the legend himself, my guy, Abe Gordon, joining us, making his Bet for the Cycle debut this lovely American Saturday morning, afternoon, whatever it is, who knows, who cares. Abe Gordon, joining us here on the show. Fella, we scored last night. Double digits the Braves put on the board last night. Grab the confetti, head to Party City. It's time for a celebration.
Yeah, look, the first week of the season took a couple of months off of my life, but I think it was restored yesterday with a little bit of calmness on both ends. You start, obviously, with the offense. You pound out 16 hits. You put 10 runs on the board. You start to see the ball go out of the park. At first, just barely, as Austin Riley's ball hit the literal top of the wall after touching the glove. But Matt Olson back-to-back with a no-doubter, I think like 464 or whatever, 430, whatever it was. Hey, look, I understand the 0-7 start. I get the frustration or panic or however you want to feel about it. But I think you saw last night, just returning home, being at Truist, finally getting a day off, by the way, on Thursday, because you went straight from spring training into Chicago and then out for the West Coast road trip against two of the best teams in the National League. And I think as the season plays itself out, we'll notice that, right? And so it was a little unfair for the Braves to have to start the season 0-7. And you can go through all the stats you want. No 0-7 team has ever done this. No 0-8 team has ever done that. I get it. There are tons of teams that had seven-game losing streaks during the season, though, that went on to make the playoffs, that went on to do damage. And I mentioned this the other day. Seven games, 0-7. That's one stretch. You have 22 other seven-game stretches the rest of the way. And so it's just not that big a deal to me. Look, maybe this seven-game losing streak for the Braves ends up costing you the NL East. If that's the case, so be it. I don't even care about winning the division. It's about getting to the playoffs and getting hot at the right time. And what we saw last night, Rob, what we saw last night, Cody, was something that should actually excite Braves fans a little bit more than really anything else this season, and that is Spencer Schwellenbach. And this is a guy now that has two starts in the majors this year and is yet to give up a run. His ERA is 8. He goes 8 innings, allows just 2 measly hits, strikeout, whatever it was, 9, and came in just under 100 pitches. And you got Strider, who made a rehab start last night. I'd be shocked if he makes another rehab start. I think his time has come, and I think in 5 days – 4 days, 6 days, whenever it is, whenever his spot comes, he's going to be pitching for the Atlanta Braves. And you got defending Cy Young, Chris Sale. And so I think things are starting to turn. And you tell me, I don't know how else the offense got to get going. I feel pretty good about Sale, Strider, and Schwelly right now heading into a playoff series. Now, again, yeah, 153 games to get there, but I'm just over with the panic, man. Like we've seen the Braves can hit a little bit. Marcell Ozuna started to rock. Even Riley, who's been taking some terrible at-bats, put wood on the ball a couple of times. And Nick Allen, who seems to be taking over for Orlando Arcia, is very interesting as well.
See, I'm with you on the pitching. I'm not concerned about the pitching as it goes forward. You get a Strider back. Also, thank God the offense is going to need some thump with Acuña Jr. because that's actually been my issue. It hasn't been the pitching. Holy hell, Austin Riley for the last year and a half seemingly has gotten allergic to wood. I don't know what the hell's going on with Matt Olson. These are two borderline. I've always had Austin Riley for the last couple of years. I expected him to become a perennial MVP candidate. I'm not saying he's fallen off a cliff, but, man, it's time to poop or get off the pot, buddy. What do you see from this offense going forward before an Acuña Jr. gets back in the lineup?
Yeah, I think Olson's going to be okay. Riley is a real concern for me because I agree with you. And it's not just like power numbers. He's taking like bad at-bats. He is swinging at bad pitches. And the one thing we've seen from Marcell Ozuna this year, incredible recognition at the plate. I think he still leads the major leagues in walks right now. That's not something you would have said about Ozuna from years past. And maybe Ozuna and Riley need to talk because Austin Riley is just watching ball after ball after ball fall in the dirt or the opposing batter's box, and he's taking swings at it. And so I don't know if he needs to shrink his strike zone or what's going on there. He's got the power. Like he's a big old third base dude. Like it's going to come naturally when he does catch it clean, especially when they get that order of torpedo bats in there, which I know is on the way. Amazon Prime a little slow right now, but he has got to have a better plate approach. And it's not just him. I think it's a number of Braves who need to have a slightly better plate approach. Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, use your speed, put the ball on the ground. Willie Mays Hayes this thing, right? Let's figure out how to produce some more offense. I think one of the criticisms, Cody, of the Braves last year and even the year before when it faltered in the playoffs is this is a home run heavy team. I mean, when they were breaking all those records and setting runs records and home runs records and coming close to all that stuff, it too much home run. And it is a concern when it is not producing at that rate. Maybe you need to take different approaches and find ways to work your way towards the summer, work your way towards the long ball. But I agree with you. The hitting has been atrocious for a while, with the exception of Nick Allen. I don't think they had anyone who was batting over 250. Obviously, that changed last night. And again, how do you separate what the whole season's going to be from what that seven-game stretch was? It was an abomination for seven games out west in San Diego and out there at Chavez Ravine. Is that a different story at home? Even Austin Riley, like we said, it didn't always look great, but had a couple of hits last night. So hopefully it'll turn around as they calm the nerves. And the pressure, I think, it's not gone, right? But the 0-7 thing was definitely weighing on you. You take care of business in the home opener. Hopefully an opportunity to do that again tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, you've got to win a series against the Marlins. I would like to say getting swept by the Dodgers in a three-game set is not the end of the world. This is the best baseball team, in my opinion, Abe Gordon, that money has ever assembled. The Padres, Deck and I both selected that as a wild card team, a very good Padres team. We're watching them take on the Cubs right now. If you're going to drop 7 out of 7, that's a pretty good pair of teams to go on the road to the West Coast to open the season and drop 7 out of 7. To me, the season is made or lost in the next 7 games. It's the set right now against Miami. It's the set against Philadelphia. The Braves have got to take a majority. They've, to me, got to win both of these series. I think the Miami one, I don't want to say it's for granted. What happens when the Bravos come up against Philly in the next set at home?
Yeah, and I think you're going to feel decent about it because of the way your pitching rotation is set up, right? You're throwing A.J. Smith-Shawver tonight. You're throwing Grant Holmes on Sunday. And if you don't sweep Miami, I think it's okay if that loss is Sunday, Grant Holmes against Sandy Alcantara. I mean, we know what he can do as he puts on his best face to try and build up some value in what we all expect will eventually be a trade. So as long as you can take 2 or 3 and then set yourself up, you're going to have Sale and Schwellenbach at some point in that series. I'm not sure necessarily what order, and again, potentially Strider. And I think you're right. I think it's the time to call up Strider because of exactly that. You need to look eye to eye with the Phillies and be ready to go to war with them. Because, again, seven games against – and, yes, they were NL opponents, but against the NL West is one thing. The one thing that you go back and look at the Braves in the past couple of years, I know not last year, but years before, what has happened for them to win the division? They were great against the Nationals. They were great against the Marlins. And they've pretty much held serve against the Phillies. They have to do that again. And it's the first big measuring stick. And it's also a reminder to the Phillies, who might feel pretty good. And look, it's not about a message to the players. It's more about the fans who are puffing their chest and talking their talk. They're obviously saying, like, you guys are 0-7. That's what's up, and we're going to make you, you know, seven games below 500 again when we face you. It's an opportunity to send a message that the NL East is not handed over 10 games into this season.
Not to mention, on top of that, I'll go a step further, Abe, the fact that we have an MLB competitive balance schedule, and I think that absolutely comes to benefit the Braves, because it's not going to just be them and the Phillies and the Mets beating up on each other all season long, because they get to beat up on the National League Central. They get to beat up on the American League Central just as much as they get to beat up on the National League East. But my question for you is simply this: because of that and the players that they're getting back, I'll freely admit this, and I do think every Braves fan should maybe take a deep, deep breath for the month of April. I think this is going to be, because of how it started, a tough month. But I do feel a little New York Mets 2024 with how bad they were out the gate. Because as the season continues this month, I mean, the Braves got themselves the Blue Jays, who are no joke. You got the Phillies coming up after this series. The Rays, who are always the Rays. The Twins, who I would agree is a team that always disappoints us but does swipe away some wins throughout the season. With the exception of the Rockies and the St. Louis Cardinals this month, this is one hell of a brutal start to the season competitively for the Braves.
Yeah, and the Diamondbacks are in there as well, and that's always a fun series also. And so, yeah, look, and I know everyone's doing their bets, and a lot of Braves fans are throwing money on win totals and NL East props and all that stuff. And I get that. Man, I just don't care how it happens, and I think we've seen more and more and more of this in the last 5, 7, 10 years. Just get to the playoffs, get your rotation set, and find a hot streak there. And so, yeah, if you're behind the eight ball here when you're coming out of the first 30 days of the season or first 45 days of the season, does the focus have to shift? Hey, maybe we're not going to expend all this energy chasing down the Phillies or chasing down the Mets or whoever is leading the NL East at that time. Maybe our focus is on, all right, here's a number, 89 games. I think 89 games is getting us into the playoffs as a wild card in the National League. Let's start working towards that. And to me, I just don't think you can focus on too many things at a time. Like, I mean, guys, the Braves are so bad right now. The first focus, and I mentioned this on X, on Twitter, like the first focus is just getting to 500. And I don't know if they're going to do that by the time they're 20 games into the season, right? They'd have to go, 10-10. Are they going to do that 30 games into the season at 15? Like, that's the first step. And so you can't just jump all the way to, like, we're going to win the NL East. Here's why. Let's just start knocking off a couple pedestal things here first. And so for me, I think you're right. I think it's not just the 0-7. I think it's going to be a difficult month. And then who knows what happens when Acuña gets back. We've seen guys come back and look like themselves, and we've seen guys come back sometimes and really struggle to find their footing as they regain themselves. And so you can't just sit around and wait. Like the other guys on this team can't just sit around and wait and be like, when Strider's back, we'll be fine. When Acuña's back, we'll be fine. Like, you can't just wait, especially with Acuña, because I think it's going to be a lot longer to get him than a lot of people maybe had expected it to be. So they got to take care of business, and you're right. You can't be going, I don't care if it's West Coast or not, you can't be getting swept anymore, man. Like, worst-case scenario, road series, you got to at least take one.
Abe Gordon, 92.9 The Game, and Atlanta covers the Braves. 60 seconds answer, Abe Gordon. Strider comes back, Acuña comes back. Does Alex Anthopoulos make a trade deadline move this year?
Yeah, I think you probably look at the, and you got also weigh, you're going to get Profar back at some point, but he's not going to be available for the playoff roster. Is that the sort of move that maybe you look for? And then the shortstop is also there. In bullpen, he always does that. I just don't imagine it's going to be the sort of move, Rob, that people would like. I don't think they're going to talk with Miami this week and try and get Sandy Alcantara. And so it's going to be more fringe moves. It's going to be to shore up this or that. But I think they're going to go to bat with their guys. And for the most part, that's comfortable unless they hit like they did these first seven games.
Abe Gordon works for 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. My guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.